Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
So we went from Bran Van 3000 and drinking in LA to Happy Beer Day. Yesterday, Beer Day Britain. And across the land, no doubt people will be celebrating and toasting the celebratory drink that has been with us for centuries, and indeed almost millennia, to actually address this issue, and indeed why beer is good for you in moderation, and a whole heap of other things. We're delighted to welcome Britain's beer sommelier of the year. That would be the legend, that's Jane Payton. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
And the equally legendary spokesperson from There's a Beer for That, that would be David Cunningham. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you.
Jane, let's come to your good self first. I mean, BDB, Beer Day Britain, you are the founder of this whole genius scenario. What sort of inspired you in the first place to come up with this idea?
I absolutely love beer, and I'm very proud of the British beer that we have and the pubs and the influence that Britain's had on the love of beer around the world. And for years, people have been talking about having a National Beer Day, and it's never happened. Now, last year, I was Britain's Beer Sommelier of the Year. I'm not this year, unfortunately, but I'm an ex-Beer Sommelier of the Year. So I thought, well...
Jane, it's like the President of the United States. You'll always be the Sommelier of the Year, Mr. President. Exactly.
So I thought, well, it's a great time to try and get the beer industry together, and we'll have a National Beer Day. Now, I could have chosen any day for National Beer Day, but I wanted a beer that, a date that had significance. And this year is the 800th anniversary of Magna Carta, and ale is mentioned in Magna Carta in Clause 35. Now, you being in Lincoln, you have a very close association. But hey. I was just there at the castle last week looking at Magna Carta Vault. Amazing.
There you go. Exactly.
And then drinking beer in the Struggler's Arms around the corner.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
So I thought, well, what a great date to have National Beer Day, Beer Day Britain, on the same day as Magna Carta Day. So it's the first one today, and everybody's happy. We're going to celebrate beer. We're going to go out and do a national cheers to beer, starting at 12:15, which is connected with Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it through the day, people can go to the pub or just do it at home or at work. Just raise a glass of anything, water, tea. Cheers, BDB. Put it on Twitter, and we'll send a message how much we love our beer and how proud we all are of our wonderful industry.
Quite phenomenal. We said it's been with us for millennia. We were amazed to find that actually the suggestions that beer was first brewed in 7,000 BC in China. So,
yes.
Again, extraordinary from that point of view. And, you know, again, in moderation, obviously, it has been proven to have good health qualities as well, I presume.
There are proven health benefits to beer. As long as you don't smoke and live off pork scratchings, you exercise and you do drink moderately, then yes, there are proven health benefits.
If we can turn briefly to David in terms of there's a beer for that. Is it a case of there's such a wealth of choice that's around these days that you know, more and more people are becoming more discerning in the traditional notion of, well, I'll pint of so-and-so, so-and-so, that's actually sort of becoming more challenging in terms of people looking for the range of choice that there happens to be out there?
That's absolutely right. I mean, we're in a renaissance at the moment, I think, in the beer industry. We've got over 126 styles of beer, over 4,000 different brands of beer, 1,400 breweries, 160 breweries opening last year alone. There is this real sort of energy and excitement around around beer, and it is exactly that. It's about encouraging people to go out and discover those different styles, maybe a style that they're unfamiliar with or haven't sort of drunk for a little while, and just telling people it's about quality, not quantity, and it's about, you know, almost a different type of beer for every type of person or food or occasion, and there really is a beer for that.
Jane, if I was to ask somebody to huckle my buff, I'd probably get slapped immediately in a whole range of ways. But tell us, what is this brand of beer? Huckle my buff. What? I mean, I know we've come across some bizarre names as we've covered country shows around the land, but just share with us Huckle my buff.
Well, Huckle my buff isn't necessarily a beer drink, but in the previous centuries, particularly in the after the Middle Ages until about the 18th century, 18th, 19th century, there were a lot of drinks that were based on milk, warm milk. So you'd have your cow, you'd milk the cow so it would be warm, fresh from the teat, and then you'd put something in it. You'd put cider or brandy or some sort of spirit into it, maybe some herbs and spices. Some people did put beer into it as well, and it was known as Huckle My Buff, but there were lots and lots of drinks with a milky base that had different names over the years. But yes, it sounds a bit like a euphemism,
well,
doesn't it? Huckle My Buff.
Jane, I'm glad you said that, because who knows where we would have gone elsewhere. David, back to yourself. Any particular favourite brand of beer that you'd like to say, on here we are, Beer Day Britain, that you'd say, yeah, that would be what I'll be toasting the interviewees with over lunchtime?
Well, it's obviously like selecting your favourite child, but the one I would reference, it has to be Jane's own brew, which is called Britannia's Brew, which has been brewed specifically for this occasion, limited edition, both on cask as well as on bottle, through Ales by Mail, and it's a specific brand that she's created, especially for today. Wonderful ingredients, rose petals from England, Northern Ireland flaxseed, as well as seaweed from Wales. One other ingredient that I've forgotten, Jane?
Heather for Scotland.
Heather for Scotland, who could forget that? So, yes, go out and procure a half a pint or a pint of that today, or get a bottle.
And can I just add, please, it was brewed at Brewster's in Grantham, and your listeners in Lincoln will know Brewster's beers very well, I would imagine, because that's the heartland of Brewster's beers.
I think they, with the Lincolnshire show coming up next week, there's a whole range of Brewster's that have been brewed across the whole base. So, yes, well sorted there, Jane. Just for our listeners overseas, and I'm thinking particularly of America, should this be served cold, ice cold, or warm? What's the situation?
Well, it's up to you how you like to drink your beer, and in America they do like to drink it cold.
Absolutely.
I will just say that if you have anything too cold, whether it's food or drink, you don't get all the flavours properly. So you do need to have your food or drink at a certain temperature to enjoy the full flavours. Now, when you're talking about real ale, you've got a very narrow temperature window that your real ale can be consumed at to have it at its best. Too cold and it'll be cloudy. The yeast is unhappy in cold temperatures. Too warm and the yeast is roused and it starts fermenting again, so you'll just have a massive head on your beer. But, you know, it's absolutely up to the individual how they drink their beer and at what temperature. I prefer it not as cold, but drink it how you want. Americans do say we drink warm, flat beer, but there's a reason for that.
Well, that isn't there
the
always.
Beauty of beer. It's a very diverse drink.
And Jane, that's the reason why Beer O'Clock and School of Booze has to be canon texts in any particular sort of study of the scenario. Finally, a website to go to if people want to find out more about the Beer Day Britain scenario. Is it simply Beer Day Britain?
There's a at beer for Beer Day Britain for Twitter. So come join us at 12:15 and do a national cheers for beer. And there's also beerforthat.com, where there's a fabulous explorer tool where you can discover all of the vast diversity of beers that are out there. Over 4,000 beers in the UK. So it will allow you to go on your own journey of discovery.
Brilliant, David Cunningham and Jane Paynton. I'm raising a toast metaphorically to both of you. Obviously, we don't drink on air for obvious reasons, but we salute you, and we take it you've had a reasonably interesting chat, and will hopefully join us again in the very near future.
Thank you very much.
Cheers to you.
Cheers. See, they're toasting you already.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualifying nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 308188 88 or visit our website, rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Blockhead,
the fastest and most effective way to get a boost wherever and whenever you need it. Whether you're racing to beat a deadline, cross any finishing line, or just looking for an edge, Blockhead is the convenient and reliable option for everyone. Blockhead was developed by Danny Lowe, a 21-year-old sports scientist and multidiscipline athlete who came up with the idea while in his second year at university. He began developing Blockhead in order to make energy easy for everyone. So performance boosts and cognition enhancement is only a chew away. Blockhead Energy Gum. Energy.